In this video, I'm going to be giving a brief introduction to some SEO tools that I use to grow my business. There's really three main tools. It's the Google Search Console, which I have pulled up here, Ahrefs, which is an SEO estimation tool, and PageSpeed Insights, which shows you the website experience and performance of your website. I give an honorable mention to ClearScope, which is an SEO writing tool. It helps grade your writing and help you improve your writing so that you're writing high quality content on Google. It's pretty expensive, but if you're producing a lot of content and you want to guarantee that it's very high quality, ClearScope is a great way to do that. I personally have never used it, but I've only ever heard good things about it. So back to the Google Search Console, I'm just going to give you a brief walkthrough of what the tool is and why it's useful and how to use it. So the Google Search Console is probably one of the most important tools in SEO because this is where Google interacts with your website and also gives you data on how your website is performing on Google. So the first thing that you're going to want to do as an SEO is, number one, if you don't have a website, set up a website. Number two, if you do have a website set up, you're going to want to submit it to the Google Search Console. And you can hit this drop down here, you can add your website and verify that you own it. And then you will be able to see a dashboard for your website on Google. It might take a week, maybe two, for Google to start collecting data for your website, but eventually you will be able to see information about your website and how it performs on Google. So first things first, we look at the performance. You can get a full report of how your website is performing on Google. You can change the timeline to be the last 16 months. You can even look at just the most recent day. And you can also highlight the click-through rate and the average position for every day of the timeline that you select. If you scroll down, you can see the queries that you rank for. So Google tells you the exact queries that people are typing into Google, and they tell you how many clicks you got, how many impressions you got, what the click-through rate was, and what position your piece of content ranked on Google. And you might be thinking, what piece of content? You can click into these individual keywords and then go to the Pages tab, and you can see what content is ranking for those keywords. And so you can see for this how to sell on Poshmark fast keyword, I actually have four pieces of content that show up in the top 10. So I'm driving a lot of traffic from this keyword because I am completely dominating this keyword. Later on in the course, we're going to get much deeper into the Google Search Console and how to use it to significantly grow your traffic over time. But for this video, I'm just going to briefly walk through it. Going back to the overview, we can see the next section on the overview is this indexing section. We can get a full report of all the pages that are indexed and not indexed on our website. And Google will tell you any reasons why there's pages on your website that are not indexed. This is very important. If you just wrote a brand new piece of content and you want Google to index it, you want to make sure that there's no issues indexing that content, because if Google can't index it, then it's not going to rank for anything. So this is very important to pay attention to. The next section in the overview is the experience. If you have a decent amount of traffic coming to your website, Google will provide you with the page experience details. As you can see, I'm getting 100% on both mobile and desktop, which is great. The core web vitals, I'm getting good signals from all of that. So my company's website is set up to do well in SEO. Next, we're going to look at the sitemaps tab. The sitemaps tab is where you can submit your sitemap for your website. This is useful because sometimes there are pages on your website that aren't reachable via internal links. And Google will not always work incredibly hard to crawl an entire website. Sometimes they'll fall short. Sometimes they don't index the entire thing. But if you give them a sitemap, they will go through every page on that sitemap and they will index it. Whereas if you don't submit your sitemap to Google, you do run the risk of them not actually indexing your entire website. Next, we'll look at the links tab. The links tab shows you all of the backlinks to your website. They show you the internal links and the external links. Internal links are an indirect ranking factor, but they do help pass PageRank from high authority pages to low authority pages. So they are a useful ranking factor. External links are links from other websites that link back to your website. And you can see in here all the different pages that you have linked to. And when you click through to a page, you can see the different domains that are actually linking to your website. Lastly is the settings tab. Nothing too crazy here, but if you have any issues or if you have any things that you need to change, you can change it in the settings. And that's about it with the Google Search Console. Like I said, this is a very valuable tool in the world of SEO. It gives you all the information you need about how your website is performing at Google. The next resource is Ahrefs. Ahrefs is probably one of my favorite tools. I use it all the time. It's an SEO estimation tool. What Ahrefs does is similar to what Google does. They scrape and they index, but instead of scraping and indexing websites, they scrape and index Google search results. And so they scour the internet looking for different keywords that people are looking up on Google, and then they get the websites that are ranking for those queries. So they're able to determine who is ranking well for different keywords, and they can show you keyword competitiveness, and they can show you a lot of different signals based on Google search keywords. Ahrefs can get a little bit expensive, starts at $100 a month. They have a bunch of free tools. They are very limited when they're free. I have gotten away with the light plan for a long time. I switched to the standard plan within the last year, and that has given me a lot more information. But I think it's a highly valuable tool. If you're going to be generating thousands of dollars in value a month from Google, I highly recommend signing up for Ahrefs. Ahrefs is great because it has all the tools that you need to do keyword research, to be able to analyze your website, and to be able to create a content blueprint so that you can be confident going forward that you're producing the right content and that you're going to be able to rank for different keywords. First of all, they have the Site Explorer, which shows you information about any website on the internet. They can show you how authoritative it is. They can show you the links that it has to it. They can show you the keywords it ranks for. They can show you the traffic that's coming to the website. It's hugely valuable, especially when you're doing competitor research and you're trying to outrank your competitors. It's an invaluable tool. The next tool is the keyword research tool. You can use this to search for different keywords on Google, and Ahrefs will give you estimates about how many clicks per month these keywords are getting, what's the cost of advertising on those keywords so that you can understand the value of these keywords if you were to rank for these keywords. And they give you the competitiveness of how competitive it would be to rank for these different keywords. And so you can see here, this NWOT meaning, which is new without tags meaning, is a 1 out of 100, but it's driving 3,500 clicks per month on Google, and it has a $3 per click advertising rate. That's a very valuable keyword, and it's also very low difficulty to rank in the top 10. So if I was producing content for my business, I would want to rank for this keyword because this is relevant to my business. And this list looks nice because I have done the due diligence to actually do some keyword research, and these are all keywords that I plan on targeting in the future for my own business. So going back to the Keyword Explorer tool, you can also just type in keywords that you want to look up, and they will tell you detailed information about who ranks for that keyword, how difficult it would be to rank for that keyword. It tells you the backlinks of all the websites that rank for that keyword. And yeah, it just gives you tons of information about all these different keywords. Now, I did say in the beginning that Ahrefs is an estimating tool. That is correct. It does not have any specific information about how many clicks per month this is getting, or even the advertising cost or the difficulty or anything like that. It estimates all of that based on a bunch of different signals. But Ahrefs is very consistently directionally correct. Just because it says 1,000 in volume here does not mean it's exactly 1,000 in volume, but it definitely means it's more than other keywords that are getting 100 in volume. So it's relatively true, but not absolutely true, if that makes sense. The next tool we'll look at is the site audit. I use this a lot, especially for my consultations, but you can use this to do a complete website audit on your website, and Ahrefs will give you information about pages that need to be changed, or if you have broken links or broken pages or errors or anything like that, they'll let you know about it. And it's just a useful way to do a website audit because it takes care of a bunch of stuff that you don't have to think of. And the last tool that we'll look at is the PageSpeed Insights tool. This tool is made by Google, and it allows you to get performance information about your website. If I bring up my business website, you'll see that Google is going to scrape that website and they're going to give you information about how it performs, how fast it is, if there's anything that's delaying the loading of your website, or any other user experience or SEO issues that it might run into. So you can see on mobile, the website is a little slow. I will say on mobile, Google is very aggressive, and I've never really seen a website go much higher than this on the mobile search test. But What you can see here is that I'm not getting 100 on SEO and I'm not getting 100 on best practices. What you can do is you can click here and they'll give you the issue that it sees on your website that you can fix. So it looks like there's a sign out button on my website that it thinks is a link, but it's actually not a link. It's a sign out button. And so what I need to do is turn this into a button element instead of a link element. And then Google's not going to think that it's a link that's uncrawlable. And then I will get 100 in SEO. So that pretty much wraps up the SEO tools introduction. We're going to be using these tools extensively in the future. And they're all relatively intuitive and pretty easy to use. So I think you're going to have no problem jumping in and figuring it out and being very useful right out of the gate.